Let's begin by exalting the name of the Lord this afternoon. He has given us the privilege to have an encounter with him again. The Lord is good in our midst. Hallelujah. As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face. I look upon your countenance, I see the fullness of your grace, and I can only bow down and say, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. Oh, you are awesome in this place, Abba Father. Oh, you are worthy of our praise. To you our lives we verse 1-3. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Let's begin to thank God for the gift of salvation, and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Father, we give you thanks for the gift of salvation and also the opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray. Lord Jesus, we ask you, we are grateful for what you've done for us. So thank you. The opportunity to have this encounter with you, Lord, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Jesus, we give you thanks.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We give you all the glory in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Proverbs 11, verse 14, where there's no guidance, a people fall, but in an abundance of counselors, there's safety. Therefore, let us thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glue Music and the entire ministry. Almighty Father, we give you all the glory, we give you all the thanks. Lord Jesus, for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of music and the entire ministry. Our teaching place is preserved and all that concerns him, my God. We are grateful that everyone in the ministry is also preserved. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Psalm 51, verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way we've trespassed against God's will. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for forgiveness. We thank you that we're not missing our place in this encounter in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We continue to pray out from Isaiah 46, verse 10. It says, declaring the end from the beginning, information, times, and things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's pray, asking that the will of God for our lives as individuals and for the ministry in its entirety, O Lord, in relation to the establishment of His end time kingdom agenda, should be established. Let's give the Lord, let's pray and ask that the will of God for our lives and us for the music ministry in relation to His end time kingdom agenda should be established. My Father, my God, establish your counsel concerning my life, O God, and concerning the ministry in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 90. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as you rejoice over thy fathers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let us pray that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve Him faithfully. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name.
As we serve
Lord, I'm going to serve you, God, in this space, because we need to serve you, Lord Jesus, in our hearts, and ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus,
bless the work of our hands, Lord, as we serve you faithfully.
Lord, give you all the glory.
Jesus, give you all the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
3 John chapter 1, verse 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And 1 Peter 2:24 says, Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we are praying and enforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives and family, as well as the leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Jesus, pray from the depth of our hearts.
We pray, Lord, enforcing your provision of divine health for us and our families in the name of Jesus.
Almighty Father, we ask that, Lord, the provision of divine health that you have made, Lord Jesus, concerning our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your provision of divine health be for us against any health challenge. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory. Let's thank God for answered prayer. We bless you. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that by virtue of this prayer, Lord, we see begin to set in place for us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise in the precious name of Jesus. Therefore, let's thank the Lord who has answered our prayers and has granted us this wonderful encounter in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Me free ma come me senya wa ya esese me na wa si o da o sa nu ba ye wa wa esese
Yeah.
This Anointed Tuesday, we are privileged to gather in God's presence to pray. We have been studying on how to walk with God and praying in that direction, but specifically, we've been looking at fasting and prayer, empower vision through fasting, relating fasting to in relation to the vision. Because the theme for the season is run with a vision, we should not forget. But fasting plays an important role in the fulfillment of the vision, be it as a ministry or as individuals. It's very, very important today, looking at the ministry. Fasting in the ministry plays a very vital role. We've been looking at fasting in relation to vision for a couple of times, so I will urge every one of us to go to the playlist on Glow Music TV, our YouTube channel, or you get the series podcast format on the website glowmusicministry.com. Very important. So we've been dealing with the enemies of fasting. We've looked at gluttony, we've looked at luxury. Today we are looking at one other enemy of fasting. And let me reiterate that fasting is very, very important or critical to the fulfillment of the vision, because fasting subdues the flesh, it humbles the soul. We've learned in other parts. And then we know that the spirit lusted against the flesh. And so when you fast, you allow your spirit to be in charge and you subdue the flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that the Lord would have his way in the vision as he ought to and not as according to our flesh wants to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One enemy of fasting is false safety. And we see its application in Esther chapter 4, verse 13 to 16, which reads, "Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, 'Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews.'" Before I go on, a little background to this is one man called Haman hated Mordecai, who was Esther's cousin and foster dad, who had watched over her when Esther's actual dad passed on. And now Haman, because of his hatred for Mordecai, and because Haman was a government official who had access to the king's court, he had moved the king to write a decree that was like a death sentence to all the Jews, and which were Esther's people. And so something had to be done. But our only wise God, who is always ahead of the enemy, the only God who could hide a mission of Jesus Christ from Satan, that had the enemy known, he would have stopped the crucifixion of Christ, and that would have made all of us lose our salvation. But he's the only wise God who always goes ahead of the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 When our God is involved, no counterfeit can erode our destiny in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What God has purposed for our lives shall surely come to pass.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And scripture says that his thoughts concerning us of good and not of evil to give us an expected end. The desire of the righteous according to the will of the Lord, it shall always be granted.
Amen.
And we shall not miss our way in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So now Esther in the king's court as queen now, a woman of power, and yet his power had limitations because he couldn't just go into the king's inner chamber at any time, else he would be executed. But when this issue happened, Mordecai now tells Esther that think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. And then he goes on, "For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer: "Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day, I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. Now, Mordecai had reminded Esther, in a nutshell, he was saying that, Esther, do not have a false sense of safety. False safety. Don't think that you will escape because you are in the king's court. Don't think that because of a position that a man has given you, you escape when you ought to rise up to the task and do something about it. There are families which have been held in bondage. There may be bishops in that family or devout Christians in that family who have had the promptings of the Holy Spirit to fast, to arise and fast on behalf of the family. But they thought that, oh, as for this one, it is in that house, not necessarily in my very house. Or as for this issue, it's my sister who is suffering it, but not me, not close to me. We may think it's so far. But we must not have a certain false sense of safety, trusting in man and trusting in the machinations or the arrangements of man. Hallelujah. Amen. When we ought to rise up and fast and pray, we have to do it collectively. Please say after me, we have to do it collectively.
We have to do it collectively.
Some people think that, oh, Pastor Bernard, as for your ministry. Your ministry is fasting and prayer. So we've dedicated the Mondays fasting and the Fridays fasting. We've dedicated it to you. Because as for you, you have the capacity to fast. We have learned that the benefit of the vision is for all. Is it for only one person?
No.
It is for all. And as all of us, we arise to fast. On the days we must fast. When the benefits manifest, we all have our share in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your crowns in heaven, I won't go and receive them for you. Everybody, you receive your benefits. Jesus says, the life that now is and that which is to come. Your life which is now, that which the Lord has purposed for you now, is for you. And which is to come, any reward which is in heaven, which is for you. You need to rise up to the task. Tell your neighbor, rise up to the task. Rise up to the task. Point to your neighbor, rise up to the task.
Rise up to the task.
We are in an age and a day where people pay pastors to fast for them. They pay intercessors. He said, oh, that's for these ones. I've employed intercessors to be fasting and praying for me. Yeah, it's good to have intercessors praying for you. But what are you doing yourself? There are times that you ought to rise up and to pray yourself. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of heaven, each one of us is an intercessor. He didn't say that some are royal priests. He said all of us, we are royal priesthood, a holy nation. It is up to us. He didn't say that, oh, Esther, we will fast for you. No, everybody collectively, because everything was at stake for everyone. Hallelujah. Our first prayer today, Lord, grant me the grace to keep my eyes focused on you and not on man. Grant me the grace to keep my eyes focused on you and not on man. In Psalm 118, verse 8, it says, better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord, word, I will destroy them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They compass me about, yeah, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Today, it is time to take ministry personal. Stop looking up to your pastor and stop asking somebody to be responsible for you. From today, you must rise up to the task yourself. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. Psalm 146, verse 3. So please declare after me, Lord.
Lord.
Please grant me the grace.
Please grant me the grace.
To keep my eyes focused on you.
To keep my eyes focused on you.
And not on man.
and not on man.
So that I rise up.
So that I rise
when
up.
I ought to.
When I ought to.
Lord.
Lord,
grant me the grace.
Grant me the grace.
To keep my eyes focused on you.
To keep my eyes focused
and
on
not
you.
On man.
And not on man.
So that I rise up.
So that I rise up.
When I ought to.
When I ought to.
Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. No false sense of security in man. No false sense of security in man. Our security is in the Lord. We must fast, hoping in the Lord, not in man. That will be we must not be blinded by any force of security in man. We must not be blinded by any false security in man. In the name of Jesus. But to put our hope, our trust in the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Lord, grant us this grace that we will not hide behind false security in man. We will not hide behind false sense of security in man. In the name of Jesus, a false sense of safety in any man. But Lord, like Esther, we will rise up to the task to pray where we ought to pray. In the name of Jesus, to fast where we ought to fast. Our second prayer, we will be declaring that, Father in heaven, please grant me the grace to serve you wholeheartedly in fear and not fearing what man can do to me.
Amen.
In Psalm 56, verse 11, it says, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. As a matter of fact, let's declare that together. In God have I put my trust.
In God have I put my trust.
I will not be afraid what man can do unto me.
I will not be afraid what man can do unto me.
Fear can be very dodgy, the spirit of fear. There are people who are in marriages, but daily they are afraid. There are people who have employed bodyguards, but they are so scared, they are even scared of their bodyguards. There are people who are scared that someone will betray them at any moment in time. When your hope is in the Lord, you don't need to fear what man can do to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, it says, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. So fear must not become a snare unto our souls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Otherwise, what is the essence of Christ dying for us? He dealt with the spirit of fear. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Please say after me, my soul is not ensnared by fear.
My soul is not ensnared by fear.
In Proverbs chapter 26, verse 1, it says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Declare, I am bold as a lion.
I am bold as a lion.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I overcome every plot of fear.
I overcome every plot of fear.
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2, it says, but even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as ye know at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. With much contention. Some people are even afraid to go out boldly and declare the word of God because of their past. Today, we shall not be ensnared again in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So please declare after me, Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Please grant me the grace.
Please grant me the grace.
To serve you wholeheartedly.
To serve you wholeheartedly.
And boldly.
And boldly.
In fear of you.
Fear of you.
And not fear what man can do to me.
And not fear what man can do to me.
Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Please grant me the grace to serve you wholeheartedly.
Please grant me the grace to serve you wholeheartedly.
And boldly.
And boldly.
in fear of you,
in fear of you,
and not fearing what man can do to me,
and not fearing what man can do to me.
It is by the Spirit of God that we are bold and we overcome the wiles of the enemy. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the Spirit of boldness. That will be bold, be bold, be bold, be bold, be bold. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If you are listening and you have not given your life to Christ Jesus, please, Scripture says that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Without Christ, before we met Christ, each and every one of us a sinner. And no amount of good works could save any of us. But it is the Lordship of Christ, declaring him as Savior and Lord of our lives in faith. He says that, and when we believe in him, we declare him as our Lord, he will grant us eternal life. Eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Please say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, today I stand before you a sinner, unable to save myself. Today, I completely yield my life into your hands. Please come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The song we're about to sing is more of a prayer, but as we lift it to him, we are trusting him for the full flow of the Holy Spirit, to be able to fast when we should, to be able to focus on God when we should, and to not be afraid of man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Open thou the floodgates of heaven, of heaven. Open thou the floodgates of heaven, let it rain. Oh, let it rain. Let it rain. Spirit, whoa.
answer this prayer, contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. Shall we share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining. We'll meet at 6 p.m. tomorrow prompt. Shalom.